USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Winter weather watches and warnings are in effect from coast to coast. This man says he's ready to hunker down.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting ready. You know, once stop at Home Depot, get some salt, stuff that I need.
Blizzard warnings are in effect in eastern California. Other parts of the western U.S., including Oregon, Utah, and Arizona, are under winter storm warnings. Further to the east, that same warning's active in parts of New York, New Hampshire, and Maine. As much as a foot of snow could fall in that area. The future of President Biden's student debt relief program is now in the hands of the Supreme Court.
Does the White House have the legal authority to cancel $400 billion in student loan debt? Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton says yes.
We're confident in our legal authority, which is why we've taken the case all the way to the Supreme Court.
The justices hearing the arguments from both sides, with Nebraska Solicitor General James Campbell arguing on behalf of the six states suing the administration.
After many failed legislative efforts, the secretary seeks to write off nearly $500 billion in loans for over 40 million. Borrowers.
The Biden administration making their case under the HEROES Act, which states the government can provide relief during a national emergency such as the COVID-19 pandemic. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is opposed to cutting defense spending as part of any potential negotiations by House Republicans to raise the debt ceiling.
I think that our allies around the world are seriously focused now on having defense spending fit the need. And the need, obviously, by any estimation, is going up.
The Kentucky Republican said he absolutely agrees Congress should not cut defense spending and suggests substantial increases may be necessary. That's due to the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine and the growing threat of China. On the House side, a new select committee on China was meeting in session late Tuesday with bipartisan members set to speak and ask questions on the various threats posed by Beijing. This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
Well, we're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get? And as fast as possible.
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot. But as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The controversy rages on over the possible origin of COVID-19.
Baylor University infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez is not swayed by a new Energy Department report.
I've not seen any evidence for a lab leak so far.
And even the Energy Department says it has low confidence in its own report. As for a more likely cause of COVID?
The overwhelming opinion from the scientific community and published data shows that the wet markets were the origin.
The wet market being the place where live animals are bought and sold in Wuhan, China. I'm Richard Johnson.
Five rail cars and two propane tankers derailed on Tuesday in Manatee County, Florida. The incident will take some time to clear, according to the county. Over 30,000 gallons of propane reportedly need to be removed from the tanker that derailed and flipped on its side. A ransomware attack on the U.S. Marshals Service exposed sensitive info, including fugitive data. NBC News correspondent Tom Winter describes the type of info that's out there.
If you're looking for somebody, you want to know their family members, you want to know places where they've hung out in the past, prior addresses, all the type of information that can help the Marshal Service say, you know what, we're looking for Tom Winter. These are the best places to look for him. So that information is in there, is our understanding.
A Marshal spokesperson said hackers gained access to a standalone system. An official with the agency told the New York Times the attack did not compromise any data on the witness protection program. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.